So
when you ask your rabbi the question, if something's mutter or osa, permitted to do, or prohibited, it depends how you ask it, whether you're going to get an answer which is positively saying, yeah, because you've got majority allowing you to do this, or majority is allowed to eat. Depending what the wording of the question is, what the answer will be. If the wording of the question was, look, where did this come from, this piece of meat? So we'll say, well, it's permitted because majority okay. If the wording of the question is, what is this piece of meat? Then that wording will say, well, I'm not able to give you an answer even though there's a majority because it's a situation, a kavua, which doesn't allow me to give an answer. Okay. So then, we said, when you ask a question, that you say where it's from, and when do you ask the question of what it is? What's the rules? When are you allowed to ask one question, when is another question? And if it's just up to me, then I'll always ask the question of where it's from, and then everything will be mutter always. I'll never have the problem of being restricted by people. So when are you limited? So we saw yesterday, well, you're limited to a situation like when you buy a piece of meat and you don't know which shop it's from, then you're forced to ask the question of what it is, and then you're stuck. If you find the piece of meat in the street, then you're able to ask the question of where it's from. So then we left off with Yossi's question. He says, why in the street is it you're able to say where it's from? In the shop itself, Lachora, you should be able to say also, you know, I don't remember which shop it's from, and so I should say, you know, there's meat kosher and meat treif all around, so where did this piece of meat come from? I could be able to say the same question. Why in the shop we have one wording of question, and out of the shop in the street we have another? That is basically Yossi's question. Really, from the beginning of the sugya, he's been asking these things. So now, at the end of the sugya, Mr. Shen, this will be probably, hopefully, the last year on this before we hit Allah, and we'll get clarity on that question. Yeah. So really, this question was asked by Chaim Soloveitchik. Asked the question. He said, you know, if you look around, it says, you know, a child walking around the town, he's walking around the town. The town is majority Goyim, but there are Jews there, you know. You know what? He says, you know, you bump into that child, the halacha is, according to at least the Rambam, the halacha is, you can go after majority. Majority can say that this is a Goyim. So obviously, what's the question you're asking which allows you to give that answer? What's the question you're asking when you see this child? What's the question? What's the wording of the question you're asking, obviously?
Where are you from?
Where are you from? Where are you, little child, from? That's the wording. Not what are you? Where are you from? Ah, majority, you're going. Okay, that's obviously the question. So Rechaim asks the question. He says, I don't understand. He says, Ikad Vantumun. The ear, I accompany in the shankh. You know, in the city, we know the numbers. There's 40% Jewish, 60% Goyish. You know where they live, yeah? And this is also the marketplace where they use, and the streets what they use. My hokum is after Rove. Why is this an opportunity that you can go after a Rove, that you can go after the majority? What's the difference between walking around the streets and he's not walking around the street? I mean, the figures are the same, 60-40. You should be able to, if you're restricted, and say that the figures are fixed, so therefore you can't go off the road just because he's walking in the street. Why suddenly can you say, where is he from? What do you mean, where is he from? He's from this town, and this town has fixed figures, so therefore you can't go off the road because it's fixed. Yeah, the kavod's fixed. Yeah. Why in the town, walking around the street, is better than if you, let's say, Then buying a piece of meat from a shop, you don't know where it's from. What's the difference? They see Jossi's question. So, here we go step by step. and answers. Everyone understands the question we're trying to avoid. We're trying to say sometimes you can ask your question in one fashion and sometimes you're restricted. We want to know when is that absolutely the rules that says you're restricted and therefore you're forced to ask the question of what it is and you can't answer. When is it? When is that? When was that rule? So go bit by bit. So number two, the Tashrat says like this. We'll get a clue from here. Dover Yudua, who, you say it's obvious. She issa omid bin koma. When you have something that's prohibited, that is in its fixed place, leisto chashivas yosa, has much more importance. If the issa, even if it's a minority, the issa, but it's in its fixed place, it gives it chashivas and you can't deal with it. Yosa may issa first man, but if the issa is not in its place, then you can deal with it and you can remove it out of halachic sight. So if it's a minority, you can get rid of it. So we see from this Tashrat, first clue of what we have to search for. That he's saying there's two types of places. There's a place where it's called in its place. This is where it's supposed to be. And there's a place where it's not supposed to be. If it's supposed to be, then you can't get rid of it. It has chashivas, that's called, it's a fixed number, in its place, it's kavua, you can't get rid of it, even its minority. If it's out of its place, even though it's a fixed number, out of its place, you can get rid of it. So here, first stage is, the Tashbat saying, there's two types of places. One where it's supposed to be, where the Issa is supposed to be, and where the Issa is not supposed to be. That's the first clue of our search of clarity. Everyone understand? Yeah? Everyone understand?
Yeah.
Step by step? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Don't be shy to say you don't understand. Next, and this is a very important rule which will open up the understanding very well. It says, Tosus, in two base, says the following thing in full. He said, we mentioned this, they were not going to explain it. Yeshloma, when can't you give an answer? When you can't go after majority? Shenolat hasofik b'mokum hakadis. When the doubt, your question takes place in the Mokum HaKavias. Now, based on what we just said by the Tashbats, you put this Tosis with the Tashbats together, what is he saying? He's saying, when can't you go after it? When can't you answer? When can you have to say, well, the question is, what it is, and I can't give an answer, but is when the Sophic, when the doubt is no not gets created, but Mokum in the place Kavirs of the Kavirs. What does that those words mean now? Put together that Tashbat. What do they mean? What does it mean no not Hasophic? The doubt arises. What does that mean, no not Hasophic? Anyone got suggestion? What does no not Hasophic? When the doubt arises. What does that mean?
They're not sure where it comes from. They don't know where to place it.
Yeah, but what the word no lads mean?
Born.
Born. When the doubt is born. What does it mean the doubt is born?
When it first
crops up as a question that is now relevant to you for you to get an answer. When you first come across it, it bumps and says, hey, I now got a question. I got another question. Where you hit a situation, now I've got a question. What am I supposed to do? So Joseph is saying, is that if you hit the question at the situation where the items involved are all in the place where they're called the Mokum Kavirs, where the place is called where they're supposed to be, The Issa is supposed to be in this place. And the Hetzer. So even though the Issa is minority, but your question arises in the place where the Issa and Hetzer are supposed to be, then the question is what it is, and you can't give an answer. You can't go after the majority, because the minority, even if it's minority, is too strong, it's where it's supposed to be, and your question arises in that scenario.
First of all, it wasn't strong.
What?
Instead of 60-40, was...
Doesn't matter the numbers. Doesn't matter the numbers. 99-1. 99-1%. 1%. To answer the question, you have to say there's no issa here. You can only say by saying it nullifies it. If it's strong, means it's got chashivas, then you can't nullify even 1%, even 0.5%, you can't, it still exists, because it has chashivas in itself. When is it chashiv? When it's in its place where it's supposed to be, and when do you therefore have to ask, when do we say it, your question involves asking a scenario where it has chashivas? That means you have come across it the first time you hit the question is when it's there, it's in the place where it's supposed to be.
Raf, I don't understand. Sorry.
No, you don't need to understand. Don't need to understand. I don't want you to speak.
Okay.
Don't want you to speak.
Okay.
Anyone else can speak.
Okay. Fine. Join in. Don't you, sir?
Okay. Because I haven't yet finished speaking what I want to.
Okay, fine.
So therefore, he said, if you find a piece of meat in the shop, you took the piece of meat out of the shop. Yes? And now, what? You can't remember what? What can't you remember?
Which shop?
Which shop it is. So therefore, where does the doubt take place? The question is, in the shop or out of the shop? Where did the doubt take place? In his mind. When does the question started arising? Yeah, now he remembers. 10 days later, he remembers 10 days later. He's now, yeah, he's not in shock now. But when does he say the doubt really started? Yes?
As
soon as he left the shop. So therefore the doubt already started then. Is the shop a normal place for the pieces of meat, even treif and kosher, to be?
Yes.
So therefore the issa, which is the issa meat, which even is a minority, your doubt is taking place in a place where it's supposed to be. Yeah, is it that shop or this shop? The issa is, it's supposed to be in that shop, even if it's minority, so your doubt is taking place in a place where the issa is naturally supposed to be, and therefore it has chashivas and you can't get rid of it. Okay? Now that I've said this, does everyone understand these words? What I've said? You may have questions. I'm not interested in questions. Questions, definitely not. I don't want to hear. I've got this, got that, and that, and that. I want you to just understanding that there's two places. The place where it's supposed to be, the place where it's not supposed to be. And questions can't be answered if your doubt is concerning where the issa is supposed to be. But if your doubt is concerning a stage where the issa is not even supposed to be, so therefore, now you can give answers and go after the charity. Yeah, so what we're basically saying is your doubt is you don't know which shop it is, so therefore that's a doubt of a issa v'hetzer situation where issa v'hetzer are supposed to be, and therefore you can't get rid of that issa because it's a fixed number. But if your doubt is in the street, you find it in the middle of the street, it's not supposed to be over there, so therefore, yeah, I bump into it in the street, my doubt is not where I got it from the shop, because I never got anything from the shop. My doubt is when I pick it up from the street, where is it taking place? Oh, it's taking place in a scenario of where it's not supposed to be in the street, the piece of meat. So therefore now, since it's not supposed to be in the street, so I can ask, where did it come from? And then I can have an answer. Everyone understand that? Okay, except for Yossi. Now, what's Yossi's question at stage?
My question is, he bought it 10 days ago, and the question only arises in his mind, the light bulb today.
Okay.
And he's on the same street as the guy that found it.
Fine. But what is his doubt? But what in his mind is his doubt?
Which store did I buy this from?
Okay, so which store, that means that the question, even though I realized only today, but the question already arose at the time I was leaving the shop. Yeah? Now I was asking which socks. I definitely bought it from a shop. I don't know which shop. So even though I just remember now that I had that question, but the question goes back, really, can always go back to the time when I was actually in the shop, as I was leaving the shop. Which shop is it?
His friend was standing next to him, who found the meat on the floor, also picks it up and says, which store is this from?
Yes, which store is from, yes.
And we're saying, oh, he can take it.
He can take it.
Why? Same question. Where did it originate from?
Is it the same piece of meat you're asking?
No.
Okay.
Oh, even the same piece of meat. It's
okay. No, that's not even. If you understand the one in the street, which is not the street, then I can answer the other question. Do you understand? If he finds it in the street, he never bought it from the shop. He only bumps into it first time, and in the street, it picked up. He just, what is this? What is this? Yeah?
That one is what I don't understand. I don't understand why. We know he bought it from one of the tenants.
He didn't. He didn't. He found it in the street.
Sorry. We know it was bought from
one. Okay. So now, someone took it out of the store. Yes? Did he know about what it was when he bought it out of the store?
Yeah.
Yes, so therefore there's no sophic until the time when he picked it up from the street. There was no sophic to ask. There was no question until, when did the question start? Not the first guy. The first guy knew exactly what it was. He didn't have any questions. The question that anyone ever asked of this piece of meat was only for the first time when it's already in the street. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Why is this? I don't get it.
Okay. Because one is that it's supposed to be, and therefore it's supposed to be, then the question is, what is it? And if the question is where it's not supposed to be, it's out of its place, then the question is, which place did it come from? If I pick it up from a place where it's not supposed to be, then the question is, which place did it come from? If I pick it up from the place where it is supposed to be, I'm not asking where it comes from. It comes from its place. If the question is, what is this place? What is it? Kosher or trace? Different question.
Why we need this kulik? I don't get it. I hear the question, it's nice. To me, at the end of the day, the same piece of meat.
Not same piece of meat.
Same piece of meat. In two separate scenarios. One is the guy is always
okay.
What? And the next guy is same piece of meat. We can have two.
The logic is one is when the issa has chashivas. It's chashivas only in its hometown. It's playing away from hometown. It has less chashivas. You know that in sports, a person away from hometown is a disadvantage, yeah? So the issa is not in its hometown. It loses its chashivas from what it was at hometown. And this is called hometown, and therefore you can't give an answer of rov. And out of this hometown, you can give an answer of rov. That's the logic behind it. How do the logics exist? Gezeirah Shel Kosher makes the logic exist. Okay? Yeah, that's always. Yes, Mr. Rush.
Why if he picked up the piece of meat that was dropped in the front of a trade store?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's nearer to one store or another store, because we always go after majority relative to closeness. As the Gemara says, Rove for Korov. If you've got one Rove telling me one thing, Korov saying another thing, closeness saying one thing, a Rove, the majority saying nothing, majority has a higher power of decision making. That doesn't make a difference if it's nearby. Now, okay, so we've got, so where is it called, where's hometown, and where is it not hometown? What's the definition of its hometown? When is it called hometown? That you can't give answers to. And when is it called out of hometown, and then the question is, where did it come from, and then you can give answers. What's called hometown, what's called out of hometown? That which is what Mr. Goffman wanted to.
That's what you're saying.
No.
That yesterday, that's what you said.
Yesterday.
Okay.
We want to make it to be. It's hometown. We want to make it to be.
Okay, so what is called hometown? What is it? So Mr. Block says, just what it's meant to be. Fine. A child walking around town is not supposed to be walking in the streets. Human beings are not supposed to walk around the streets. Human beings are supposed to be walking around the streets, going to shops, staying at home. Yeah? So what is he not supposed to be? What do you mean not supposed to be? Yeah, home is home, and there's a town is also what he's supposed to be. Why is walking around the town called a child walking around town? He's not in his home place. What do you mean home? This is where he's been living for the last 20 years, or 5 years. He's been living over here, he's been living here for 5 years. And this is a normal place for people to be, walking around town. Yeah?
The
So why? What?
Is that in the vicinity of his home?
What do you mean? This is the whole. Yeah, and a small town. I mean, two streets in the road, and this is where the. This is where all the shops are. Yeah. Well, the halakha doesn't make a difference. Speak of small town. Everyone hear that question? Yeah? What's called supposed to be hometown? What's called. No, it's not supposed to be. It's out of his hometown. Yeah? How do you define it? So Tosis number 3 says the following. Tosis answers the question. If you buy the piece of meat in the street, that's not called a hometown. And Simi, a child, Mushnah there, walking around the city. Lo Choshe Kavur is not considered hometown. Why? Hoyo? Because Lo Nitzav Abayis. He's not in his house. He's not in the house. Hometown is house. As soon as you're out of the house, that's not your hometown. Now the question is, why? Tosafot tells us, hometown is only a house. Out of the house, it's not hometown.
Yeah,
question is, why? Why is outside not hometown? Yeah. He is normal for him to be there. He goes there normally, but still not hometown. Yeah. Only house. Only house. Now the question is, why?
Okay. So right now it's clear. If I can...
Yes.
Or I still
yes. No.
So right now, what they call home place. Home place, that as soon he is place, I know who he is. As soon, again, if he is house, but there's no mezuzah, he is goy. If there's mezuzah, he is Jewish. But on the street, there's no sign at all who he is. It means it's not hometown.
Okay.
Home with me. If this piece of meat in this store, trade in this store, kosher, home place. If not, it's not home.
Okay, Mr. Goffman has quite a nice, ingenious definition. We'll see if he's correct. Everyone hear the question now? Yeah? We know hometown is house, outside of house is not called hometown. Why? So, let's get another clue from that. From the Gemara on Yuma. Yuma says like this. We quoted this number 4. Abba Shmuel. Shmuel says, Lo kochim bepok efesh acharov. Koch nefesh shaylas. Breaking Shabbos. We don't go after the majority. Hey, Chidomi. Well, because obviously, we must be talking about a case where majority doesn't help. What are we talking about? Incantation lochim yisorechot. We've got 9 goyim. 1 Jew. You should not be able to break Shabbos because majority is goyim. If you have a scenario, to parish lochot acheres, that they're not in their courtyards where they live, and they go to the other courtyards, and then the wall falls on them, still, you do not go after majority. Still, you don't go after majority. Even although they're not in their home house, and even though they're not in their house, they've gone to another courtyard, and the wall falls down, you still don't go after majority. Doesn't work. Okay? Omer Rabbi Yochon says, Tisha noch in Yisroelchot, b'chot sacheres, eim afabim. Rabbi Yochon says, same case, 9 goyim, 1 Jew, you go to another chotzer, you do not break Shabbos, you do go after majority, so we've got a steer. If they're in another courtyard, and the wall falls down, one time Shmuel says, you do not go after majority, the other time Rabbi Yochanan says, you do go after majority. What's going on? Are they arguing in hometown? Are they arguing if another courtyard is called hometown or not, whether you can go after majority? Are they arguing that?
No.
Says the command, no. Look at her. Look at her. They agree. What hometown is and what's not hometown. They agree. They're talking about different cases slightly. What's the difference? Parish Kulu or Parish Mikasha. If they all left, then it has one halacha. And only if some of them left the courtyards and then the court wall fell down in the other courtyards, then it has another halacha. Okay. Now, so one is called hometown, and one is called when it's not hometown. Which one of those two scenarios is called hometown? When they all left, or only some of them left? Which one's called hometown?
Some of them left.
He says, some of them left. You say, oh, what's the logic of yours, some of your left, Yossi? Why is that called hometown? Still?
Because I have a portion of them there.
Okay. Why do you say all of them left? That's called hometown? Okay. So, in fact, machlokas rishonim. Which one's called hometown and which one's not hometown? What's the machlokas? Says Rashi. Pimitskolo, if all of them left, said Rashi. Choyos chazik Yisrael. Just as Rabbi Yaakov said, since all of them left, you know there's a Jew there. That's called hometown.
Where are we?
Rashi, number 5, Aleph. Choyos chazik Yisrael. If they all left, you know in that group there's still a Jew. They're all left. Even if they're not in the same courtyard, they're all left. They're fools. You do not go after the majority because that's called hometown. All of them living, leaving, all of them leaving is called hometown. That's Rashi. Rambam says the Makkah Mishnah held the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan something. We they go like Rabbi Yochanan. B'chotz acheres. If they go to another chotzer, matfichim. You do go after majority. When do you go after majority? When it's not hometown. When's it not hometown? When all of them left, it's not hometown. Says the Rambam, you go after majority, you don't break Shabbos, when it's not a hometown, when all of them left. Opposite of Rashi. Rashi says, hometown is when all of them do leave. Rambam says, hometown is not when all of them leave. Only when some of them leave. Machlokes, what hometown is? What are they arguing about? They're arguing about how you define what hometown is. So what are their definitions? What are their definitions? What does Rashi define hometown is? And what does Rambam define hometown?
One thing clear, it seems for me that Rashi, I'm saying like Rashi.
Okay.
And definitely I didn't say, when I answered, it is not answer like Rashi.
Okay, fine.
This I know already.
Okay, we know what Mr. Goffin will say.
It is how I see it.
Okay. They're arguing on what is called hometown and not hometown. Yes. What is the definition of hometown? So let's look at 6. Here we get to the bottom line of how they define hometown. Says the Chazon Ish, to Lomikur Kavua is not called hometown, Ella im Hamora Nasa Babokum Shiadanu Shiosom Hapsu Barasa Osa Veitza Muta Veheta. Only when the doubt took place, the event took place, in a scenario where you know for sure there's a mitzvah. There's an itzah, there's a heter here, there's an osa, and a mutter over here. Only in a place where you know there is, in this scenario, the sophic, a definite itzah around. Mm-hmm. Or in our case, a definite Jew around. But if the doubt, the sophic, took place in a place where you don't know the cloud that there's nothing also there at all, or you don't know the cloud there's a Jew there at all, then that's not called hometown. Hometown is only when the doubt happens in a place for sure in your doubt. In the scenario where there's for sure, maybe some crop, there definitely was an Israelite or definitely was a Jew of them. And then you have a Sophic, what to do? But they were, a whole Sophic involves definitely a Jew and definitely an Israelite. So which Peshat is that? When all of them left or some of them left? Well, all left. If all left, there's definitely a Jew there. If it's definitely a Jew there, and now you've got a doubt, that means a doubt is taking place in the hometown. You can't go after the majority. Because there's definitely a Jew involved. Definitely a Jew involved in your doubt. Mm-hmm. And therefore you can't go after the majority. If one person left, and then the wall fell down, then you can go after the majority, because the doubt is not necessarily taking place with, was there a Jew? I don't know who the guy that left. So therefore, when the wall fell down on that guy, whoever he was, I don't know. I don't know, Bachlau, if he, a Jew, is involved in this phenomenon. I don't know, so then I don't have hometown. Everyone understands?
Yes.
Okay. That's the logic of Rashi. Rashi says logic is when you know for sure there's an Issa there, then it's called hometown and you can't go after majority. What is the Pshat of the Rambam? So Reb Chaim says the Pshat of the Rambam, interesting Pshat. Hometown is when something is stationary. This is where they stationary are. But something that's moving, anything that's moving is not called hometown. Anything that's moving is not called hometown. Anything that's moving in a place that moves, not it, the item is moving. It is in a place which is a moving place. That means constantly things are changing over here in this area. New people come in, old people come out, people are moving around, not necessarily everything is, this is not a mokum kavur, as literally means mokum kavur. It's a place for me to sit down and stay. It's not a place for me to sit down and stay. It's a place of movement. It's a place of movement that's not, once it's a place of movement, it's not called hometown. Only a place of stationary, that's supposed to be stationary, is called hometown. So, only a house is hometown. Out of the house is a smokum of movement. A place of movement is not called hometown. If the suffix took place of doubt in the shop, I mean coming out of the shop, that means the suffix taking place in a place where the meat is supposed to stationary be, not move around. Yes, meat gets moved around in the streets, but it doesn't get stationary in the streets. Yes, people move around in the streets normally, but they don't stationary stay there on a basis that's where they're supposed to be. And therefore, in the house, in the shop, is a stationary place. Therefore, that's called a mokum of chashivas for that item, and it can't be nullified. But out in the street is not a stationary place. So that's out is where they not don't go hometown, even if it's normal, but it's not a stationary place. So we see two interpretations of what's hometown. Either hometown means that you know for sure that the Issa or the Jew is here, or it's a place where it's supposed to be stationary and not in movement. Yeah, that's when you know it's hometown. Those are the two definitions of it. Nafkimin, I just want to say the Nafkimin, so Nafkimin always makes things clearer. Finstatia near Bishiv the Rambam. It comes out, Nafkimin, number 7. So, a Pirish Kulam, Bashas Pisham, Pirish Echonim, if you saw all of them leave the Chotzer, all 10 of them, including the Jew, and when all 10 left, Shas Pisham, Pirish Echonim, one of them went into a Chotzer next door, Afilo Fenenu, Lomik Kavur, according to the Rambam, it's in a place where he's not permanent, it's only a place of movement for him, because that's not his home place. So therefore, that's not called hometown, and therefore in such a case, you go after the majority, you don't make Shabbos, according to the Rambam. But according to Rashi, you know for sure there's a Jew involved in this Shaila, and then you will have to break Shabbos, because there's definitely a Jew involved in the Shaila. We're saying just two. We're going in the shitter that says there's no difference between Pekach Nefesh and everything else, and we're saying that you would go off the majority, but it has to be a case where you're allowed, able to go off the majority. It's not called hometown. We're now defining when is it not hometown, either a mokum of movement or a mokum where you don't know the cloud that there may be an issue over here of Issa or Jew. Okay, Yossi, you've got one final question, which is the last Maromokum. Last Maromokum is Yossi's famous question. Tomorrow we're going to analyze these rules according to all our cases. Tomorrow's just speaking about cases, blowing up the knocking down the plane and killing the socket Jew in the fitting and the Twin Towers, all that business. We're going to summarize according to our rules, and then we'll get to Arla next week. Last question. Okay. Yossi's question. You have two pieces of meat, three pieces of meat. Mm-hmm. Three pieces of meat. Two kosher. and you got this trade form. Turn your back, boom, it's full then. Okay. Tell him. Mix. Yeah. Now, okay.
Eat it.
So, what do we say halakhically you can do?
Eat all three.
Eat all three. Okay. Now, do you know for sure that there's an issa there?
Yes.
So, therefore, according to Rashi's definition of hometown, is it called hometown?
Yes.
If you know this, okay, if it's hometown, do we allow loaves to work?
No.
No, so I can eat it.
Yes.
I can eat it. Second thing, it's in the house. It's in the bowl. Is that the normal stationary place for a piece of meat to be?
Yes.
So therefore, even according to the Rambam's definition of hometown, is this called hometown?
Yes.
So therefore, should be able to go after the majority?
No.
So therefore, how can you eat it? Both opinions should say that this is a case where you can't go after the majority because it fits in hometown. So, this question is asked by Yossi. Bob Williams asked this. It's really Tosa's question according to him. He says like this. Tosa asked the question. Why Tosa asked the question? Because it's true. The question is a true question. It's not something. According to our rules, it should be hometown. The majority should not work. Tosa says the following. Number 8. Have you got number 8? Yeah. To call Kavokam Exabesses on me. Ah, we've got this rule. You can't go after the majority in the hometown. Ah, that's time along with the rice of cut the trade bottle. What do you mean? Hometown, you can't go after the majority. We pass in that, you have 3 pieces of meat, 2 kosher, 1 trade, you can eat it. That's hometown, though. So he says, Hainu, Heikhashamur, Beninike Ista. You know why? Because even though it's hometown, you can still go after the majority because Ein Nika Issa. No one in the world can point out, once this happens, where the Issa is. No one can in the world can point out now that they're mixed together where that Issa is. If so, even if the Issa is an hometown, but it's lost its chashivas because it can never be identified by itself. Avahocha, you do it, but here by the streets, you find that you know where the Issa is. You go to the letter trade shop, it has all its meats. You just don't know what you can't remember. You know. But the Issa has its place, which people know where it is. The no is, it's not in a place where no one will ever be able to discover what the Issa is. The Issa is in its own shop. It has its own identity in its own shop. And therefore it maintains its chashivas. So since the whole din of Kavur, which stops Rove, is I'm in my hometown. I'm so choshev, I'm so strong, I'm minority. I'm strong, I'm choshev, but I'm in my hometown, because I'm in my hometown, I'm choshev, you can't get rid of me. That's only when if you're in your hometown, you maintain your own identity. But even if your own hometown, no one will be able to point you out, then you lose automatically your chashivas, and then you forget the battles even in your hometown.
Clear. Does everyone therefore understand? So these steaks never battle. If you have very good steaks, 2 steaks and 1, you cannot eat it.
Okay.
But small pieces of meat.
No, don't eat now, you get completely. You get an exit. Yeah. Just understand that. There, the Issa, which you're dawning on, is a case where the Issa doesn't have an identity of Issa, because no one in the world will be able to say where that Issa is.
Yeah, clear.
And therefore, intrinsically, it's lost its consciousness. Unlike the shops, where there's a whole shop of trade which has kashivas and has intrinsic. Just this meat, you don't know where it came from, which shop. So therefore, the ista, where it's coming from, where it could have come from, has its intrinsic kashivas because it's in its own hometown, it has its own identity. People know where it is, you just don't know where this came from. So therefore, the bitzel can't take place in that case because the kashivas.